Good morning, everyone. I'm sitting out here this morning, and I was just reading, like I do a lot of times in the morning. Tommy just left to go check cows, and there's somebody mowing, and just everyday life is kind of going on right now. But, you know, I was thinking about the times that I have just been distraught, utterly distraught. And what prompted that was reading in 2 Corinthians this morning, 2 Corinthians 1. It starts in 1 and it goes all the way down through 15 even. But it's talking about Paul, and I'm assuming some of his traveling partners were in Asia, and they experienced all kinds of trouble. They were under great pressure, far beyond our ability to endure, so that we despaired of life itself. And I got to thinking about that. How many times have we all been in that same spot where we are just like flabbergasted that life has gone so crappy? I can remember times as the girls were growing up where I just sat back and I thought, how could this get any worse? And yet, never once did I turn my back on the Lord. Now, I know that may sound, oh, she's high and mighty, but that's not it. I don't know in my situations how I could have survived without reaching out to the Lord. In fact, there were times that I thought, there's no way in the world I'm going to survive some of the things that I went through. Money-wise, family-wise, relationship-wise, it got pretty hairy in some times. But there got to be a time when Micah, we had first gotten custody of Micah, and we were going through some things with her, that I was just upset. I was angry with the Lord. I was angry with my family. I was angry with myself. I was just angry and upset and just throwing a fit. I was making my bed one morning, and we had been going through a really trying time in our family. And without giving a bunch of details, it was just a trying time. And I was so angry that God could let the things happen that he let happen. And I was just ranting. And when I'm saying ranting, it's like you're ranting at your kids because they're doing crazy things. Or I was ranting. And it might have been under my breath, but it was just as passionate as me screaming it out loud. But I am making my bed, and I'm just yelling. And thankfully, I was the only one there, so nobody heard me. But I am walking around this bed, and I am making this bed because I am doing my wifely duties, and I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. And I was just angry. And I'm just ranting. As I make the last turn to put the last fitted corner sheet thing on, I'm just yelling at the Lord and saying, what are you doing? Why are you allowing this to happen? Why did you allow this to happen? How could you do this? This is ridiculous. There's no way we can make it through this. My life's been hard enough as it is. How can we do this on top of it? And immediately, I heard in my spirit, and it may have even been audible at that point. I'm not really sure. I know I was so mad that it didn't matter. But I heard, when you're finished. Yes, he said it. When you are finished. Like he was a dad looking at me, just letting me lose my mind and waiting to correct me or to talk to me as soon as I got done throwing my little hissy fit. He said, when you're finished. And that immediately changed my heart. It immediately changed my mind. And I just stopped dead in my tracks. And I said, Lord, what is it? What do you want me to do? And yeah, I probably had a bit of an attitude. And I probably was a little bit too familiar. And I'm sure we'll have a talk about it at some point in my heavenly life. But he said, I've got this. Everything's under control. And you're going to have to trust me. And at that moment, I just sat on that bed and I just bawled because I knew, number one, that I could trust him. I knew, number two, it was going to work out. It may not work out the way I wanted it to work out, but it was going to work out. And number three, I knew that no matter what, he was there, even when I was throwing my biggest fit. So this morning reading, it says, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. And on him we have set our hope that he will continue to deliver us. As you help us by your prayers, then many will give thanks on our behalf for the gracious favor granted us in the prayers of many. Now, I know at that time in my life, there were many, many people praying for us because it was a hair-raising time. But at that moment, he became the God of all comfort to me. He became the one that said, you're going to walk through this, and we're going to walk through this together, and it's going to be okay. He never said it would be easy. In fact, I think that was probably the hardest time of my life. But on the other side of it, we came out, and in most situations, I can see where God was in it, and we survived. Now, I know that you guys out there have these same kind of situations. I know that some of you may be going through them right now. And if that's the case, then I would encourage you to have a fit. I know that sounds crazy, but I would encourage you to just lay it out before the Lord of where your heart is. He knows anyway. It's not like it's a surprise to him that you're angry. It's not a surprise to him that you're upset. It's not a surprise to him that you don't think he knows what he's doing. It's not a surprise. He can read your heart. He knows what's on your mind. But maybe you need to get real with yourself and put yourself in that position to where you can reach out to him. Because sitting there stewing in it does not make you or anybody around you happy. So I'd encourage you this morning to sit down, pray, ask the Lord to reveal the area in your heart that you are truly angry about, and talk to him about it. Now, you may not get an audible return like I did, but it may be slow and sweet, and he may just point different areas out where he's in. Just give it to him. Just sit down and give it to him. He cares, he loves you, and he wants to know what's on your heart. He wants to discuss those things with you, and he is ready, willing, and able to help you walk them out. I encourage you this morning to do that. I encourage you even to get your little prayer journals out or a piece of paper out and write it all down. And if you're worried about somebody reading it, then as soon as you're done with it, you rip it up and you throw it in the trash, or heck, burn it. But do it, because he cares. He's a one-on-one God. He's a one-on-one man that wants to look in your face. He wants to hear your heart. That's how you build a relationship with someone. That's how you get in touch with the Lord. You be real. You know, the floofy little cutesy prayers, oh Lord, help me, blah, 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 blah. Those are all great. But let's be real this morning. I mean, he's someone that is closer than a brother. So you ought to be able to say whatever's on your heart in front of him. So one of my friends asked me this morning that she felt like the other day I was going to pray over you guys. So this morning I'm going to do that because it sounded like a good idea. So here we go. So I just ask that you would take your hand and put it on your heart, Lord, and put it on your heart, friends, as I cry out to the Lord for you. Father God, I thank you for each and every person that is listening to this little podcast this morning. And I thank you, Lord, that you have given me examples to speak into their life. And I pray, Lord, for their hearts this morning. I pray, Lord, that they would reach out to you. I pray, Lord, that they would throw a fit. I pray that they would get to the bottom of what's going on with them. Lord, I pray that they would just give it to you, Lord, and that you would reach down and you would touch them and you would let them know that you're there to walk them through. Lord, you are the God of all comfort, and I thank you for that. And I pray, Lord, that that would just be manifest in their lives today. Lord, I love you, and I thank you, and I pray for each and every person here that is listening this morning. I ask that you would give them your attention and that you would give them your love. In Jesus' name, amen. You guys have a great day, and if you need anything, you know how to find me. Thanks.